At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
It's the greatest time of the year in sports. NFL, college football, MLB, NBA, and NHL. What else can a sports fan ask for? All the action you want is every day at one place and one place only. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag. Use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on all this incredible action at BetOnline.ag. That's BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave.
That's fertilizer.
This is Dan Patrick.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Dan on the Danette's Dan Patrick Show. Here from the Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts. Some of his star players certainly have had opinions, strong opinions on the Astros. We'll talk to Dave Roberts on what is his opinion and how do you move on? Keep your team focused on the upcoming season instead of what happened the last three seasons. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. I gave you a report. Well, it's not a report, but it's from NBC Sports Boston, Tom Curran, who covers the Patriots. And he had some information on Tom Brady and the Patriots. He said that Brady will probably stay in one place and teams will come to him. So the Tom Brady free agent tour 2020 coast-to-coast with the GOAT is not going to happen. That he may try to set up meetings in one location instead of creating a circus. That's what I'm hearing. That's according to Tom Curran. Well, we heard from Mike Ryan, sports medicine analyst at NBC Sports and Sunday Night Football. He sent Fritzy an email. Tom Curran's proposal that NFL teams may come to Brady, well, it's not really his proposal. Tom's just hearing this. NFL teams may come to him for workouts. A crucially important part of free agency is the physical exam. Teams aren't likely to travel with their doctors and athletic trainers for Tom's complete medical exam and MRIs. Well, maybe TV12 will be able to give you all that information with MRIs and medical exam, all that information there. But that's the latest on Tom Brady. Get used to daily updates on Tom Brady over the next month or so with free agency. Right now, the Patriots still the overwhelming favorites, according to Vegas, to retain Tom Brady. But the Chargers and Raiders are in there about the same odds to get Tom Brady. We heard from Denny Hamlin in the first hour. Fritzy did a great job getting Denny on. Denny won the Daytona 500. And of course, Ryan Newman was seriously injured. It's non-life-threatening injuries, but still serious, stable condition. We have no updates since the first hour of the show. But here's Denny Hamlin looking back on that crash and that final lap.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know anything until I got in victory lane. Not until, you know, that when they called off the interview at the start-finish line, I knew that something was up at that point. So I drove into victory lane and they said, you know, there's a serious injury with Ryan. I hadn't seen it yet. So I saw the camera person there and they had the monitor, and they were replaying it. And I watched it back then. I was like, wow, this is definitely serious.
Yeah. And he said, look, we had no idea. And they're a little over a mile away from where that accident took place. Just to give you the perspective, the layout of Daytona. And they didn't know, and as soon as they did, Joe Gibbs, his owner, and Denny Hamlin, they both shut down the celebration there. They had no idea the severity of this. And once they did, then they stopped. Because a lot of people on social media saying, how dare them celebrate with Ryan Newman still in his car. We saw everything on TV. Denny Hamlin doesn't see that. And his spotter, once Denny Hamlin wins, has taken off his headset to then go celebrate with him. He knows that something happened to Ryan Newman. But he didn't see the second half of the crash in his rearview mirror because he's trying to complete the win. And look, Denny is a friend of the show. I'm not sticking up for him. I'm just trying to give you that perspective of what he would have seen in real time, getting to victory lane, how far he was away from that accident. And then he realized, we're watching on TV and the cameras are right there fixed on Ryan Newman's car. And you see it's flipped over and you see gas leaking out. You see it's on fire. And then they brought out the tarps, and whenever they bring out the black tarps, I always think the worst because I still go back to Dale Earnhardt. And it was 19 years ago today that he died. But we don't have any update on Ryan Newman right now. Yeah, Paul.
Roush Fenway Racing did the release last night that said he's in serious condition but stable and not life-threatening. They've issued no updates in the last 11 hours.
All right. We also started the show not only talking about that, but Joe Burrow has done it again, sending another clear message with the same quote. Basically, I do have leverage, the former LSU quarterback said. He was accepting the Davey O'Brien Award in Fort Worth, Texas. And he said, the Bengals have their process and I have my process. We haven't even gotten to the NFL Combine yet. There are a lot of things that happen leading up to the draft. A lot of information is gathered. What's that information going to do for him? Unless he uses that leverage. It's the reason why this story stays open. You know, I know I got, you know, ripped in Cincinnati by, you know, the Bengals, fans, media. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. I don't want this to happen. I hope he goes there. I hope the Bengals can turn this around. I hope they get a franchise quarterback. Not rooting for him to go to the Dolphins or some other team here. Just telling you what I'm hearing, folks. That's it. And when he said it at the Super Bowl, I didn't want to blow it out of proportion. It just came off as, hey, you know, it's a process here. But there's no process on his part. Because if he goes to Cincinnati's on the clock, and if he's the number one pick, then Cincinnati takes him. He can't go, you know, I did some more research here. Part of my process, he doesn't get any more money. He knows exactly what he's going to make, at least ballpark figure what he's going to make. But he's yet to say, I want to go to the Bengals. I expect to go to the Bengals. I hope to go to the Bengals. Now, maybe not everybody does that leading up to the draft, but with all this talk, Joe Burrow's family and representatives can't say, hey, you're blowing this out of proportion. No. You guys are leaving the door open there for us to add interpretation to this. trying to understand exactly what do you mean by you have leverage. You have leverage if you don't want to go to Cincinnati. That's your leverage. That's why we're reading this, as much into this as we are. You have leverage. Yeah, you do, if you don't want to go there. But that's the only leverage you have. Cincinnati wants you, they take you. And then what? You going to sit out a year? Go back in the draft? We'll talk to Mel Kiper, draft expert. He'll join us on the program tomorrow. We'll talk to Mel about Joe Burrow and the leverage here. Also, I don't believe for a second that the Miami Dolphins are now going, you know, on second thought, Justin Herbert is who we're interested in. He reminds us of Ryan Tannehill. Okay. Didn't you trade Ryan Tannehill? Like, I don't believe whatever any team is saying now. Why would you tell me the truth here? Why would the Dolphins go, you know what? Let's leak this out. We're not interested in Tua. Not as interested because those injuries, Justin Herbert, who, so now what? Somebody's going to go up and trade? The Dolphins are in a precarious position. They're five. There's no guarantee they get either one of these quarterbacks when you think about it. Yeah, Steve.
But wouldn't the Dolphins have also been the ones leaking that they were interested in Tua? Or is that just a media thing? We just assume that they want Tua.
I think that it was a great phrase, tanking for Tua, because we assumed that Tua was going to be the number one quarterback. I don't know if the Dolphins were ever saying, this is the guy who can't miss. I don't know that. It was just a great slogan, tanking for Tua. Yeah, let's go for this. No? Yes, Paul.
It could have been a blow for Joe if Joe Burrow were really good at the start of the season.
That is true. I don't know if that would have been what they would have picked.
When you stink.
Let's blow for Joe. Okay.
Is that okay?
Joe, thank you, Todd.
Joe Blow.
Thank you, Todd. Eat that.
We'll get a couple of phone calls. Mike Tomlin was on First Take yesterday. This is what I was told by somebody who is part of the process here. I can't give away too many details, but they said yesterday their goal is to get both of these guys to sit with the commissioner, Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph. If I'm Mason Rudolph, I'm livid. I'm not threatening a lawsuit. I'm suing you. Just say, hook us up to a lie detector. Whatever it is, I want my name cleared. Because when you go into that locker room, you want to make sure those players believe you. Mike Tomlin came out. Now, he was upset at Outside the Lines in their reporting of this, apparently, and the fact that they had Myles Garrett on. But, I mean, so can I get them both in the room with the commissioner? That's what I was told. That's the only way this is going to get settled. Because it's just going to hang out. That's why I said for weeks, I go, has anybody heard anything about Myles Garrett and these accusations? And the answer was, no, and then he got reinstated, and I go, do we know anything else about this? But if I'm Mason Rudolph, I'm suing Myles Garrett. If I didn't do anything, I didn't say anything, I'm suing him. And if I'm Myles Garrett and I'm all in, now, my biggest question with Myles Garrett is this. Because here it is, Myles Garrett after the game. He did say to a teammate, might have been to his former GM, that something was said. When he was in front of the media, he was contrite and apologetic. Now, if that just happened and it affected me that much, I'm not apologetic. Now, I might come to my senses afterwards and say, hey, I still shouldn't have lost my cool here. Whatever you want to say after the fact where you go, I got some time to think about this. If that happened, he goes to his locker. And you notice none of his teammates, nobody backed him up. Nobody had his back. You know, maybe one or two did. Like they were all saying, oh, you know, it never should have happened. And, you know, Baker Mayfield, what he said. If Myles Garrett was on the receiving end of a racial slur like that, I would have been livid. If I'm livid enough to grab your helmet and hit you over the head, I then don't go to my locker and go, you know, I'm really sorry. You know, embarrass the franchise. You know, well, he was very, very apologetic. I understand what happened in the moment. You can even say, I lost my cool, and that's on me, and I'm going to pay a pretty heavy fine on this. But I can't stand here and say, hey, you know what? This didn't happen, and it doesn't affect me that way. It did. I lost my cool. Okay. Yes, dude.
Like you said, Mike Tomlin's been upset about sort of the way that ESPN handled that interview.
Yeah.
But he might have a point, though, that the Steelers aren't really being treated very fairly. Because there's like this article says, Mike Tomlin still refuses to admit any Steelers wrongdoing over brawl with Browns. That implies that Mike Tomlin just refuses to admit that they were wrong, which might not be the case.
Well, but the way they acted after the fact, I mean, they were still wrong in how they reacted. I mean, we would all come to the defense of our teammates, especially a guy who got hit with a helmet, but that doesn't mean it was right.
Well, I like it. Mike Tomlin has some of the best quotes now because he's speaking about this. But he said he was just like, poor like Mason Rudolph, he essentially got fined $50,000 for getting beat up.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, coach.
Yeah, he did. Here's Mike Tomlin on Mason Rudolph's reputation.
He's a hard working, what you see is what you get guy. He's not capable of those things. But again, that perspective comes from being around him day to day. I'm not trying to sell you or your viewers. I'm just here to support him and provide a little bit of perspective that I don't think was provided in that piece this weekend.
All right. Once again, talking about outside the lines, here's Mike Tomlin on Garrett's accusations of Mason Rudolph.
These accusations are serious, not only in terms of Mason Rudolph's character, but his professional pursuits. Nobody on that field as a member of the Cleveland Browns or the Pittsburgh Steelers corroborated what was said by Myles Garrett. That was founded by us and the National Football League, and at no point during that piece this weekend that was stated.
All right. I was just told that trying to get those two together so that you could solve it, this isn't good for the NFL. I mean, it's not good for either one of these players, certainly for Mason Rudolph. But if I'm the NFL, I want both of you to – you just had the hearing. You just got reinstated. Prior to reinstating Myles Garrett, I would have had Mason Rudolph with Myles Garrett, and I would have said, let's settle this. I want both of you to come in here. Might have been awkward, but I need Mason Rudolph to be there with Myles Garrett and Myles Garrett to say, I know what you said, or Mason Rudolph to say, you know I didn't say that. But this isn't going away. Yeah, Paul.
But if I'm either party in this case, I don't know which person said what or didn't, I'm not agreeing to any private conversation with the commissioner to put this to bed. If I'm being accused of this or if I'm Myles Garrett and I had it said to me, I would not agree to anything to put it to bed. I'd be like, let's get in the courtroom and do a deposition and say, put your name on it.
Well, then do that if you're Mason Rudolph. Yeah. If you've been slandered like that, if somebody said that about me and I didn't say it, then I would sue you for slander. Absolutely. Plus, he's in a locker room with minorities, African Americans. I mean, come on. This is his living where he's going into that locker room, and he's got players who he's trying to lead there. But whether that happens or not, it'd be great TV if they allowed us to watch that. But, like, how did it leak out what he told the commissioner? That's what I want to know, too. I mean, that's another thing. You know, you start to look at agendas here, and that story is sort of lingering there and going to linger. And then when the Browns play the Steelers, you know, Mason Rudolph is not going to be the starting quarterback. More than likely, it'll be Ben, but it's still going to be there. And that week leading up to it, Myles Garrett going to be front and center. Mason Rudolph won't be because he won't be starting, but that story's not going away. All right, a couple other stories not going away. The Astros, some phone calls here. Chad in Georgia joins us. Hi, Chad. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Good, sir.
Good. Good morning, Danettes. Hey, I'm an attorney, and I'm looking back to what Judge Landis.
Chad, where are you?
Standing outside here.
Well, what's going on? Are you on a barge?
No. I got this guy over here blowing grass for some reason. They like to blow grass a lot down here.
All right. Can you tell him to shut up for a minute while you're on?
I wish.
Okay. All right. So
any better?
Go ahead, Chad. Yeah.
Yeah. So Judge Landis, when he was speaking about the Black Sox, said regardless of the verdict of juries, no player that throws a ball game, undertakes to throw a ball game, sits in conference with a bunch of crooks and gamblers, will ever play professional baseball. And how does the commissioner not delegitimized himself at this point. That's legal precedent. It's a rule. So I don't know how he gets around that. He's basically overturned 100 years of law.
All right, well, thank you, Chad. There's a lot going on in that phone call. I don't think all of these things were going on, really.
Very noisy back there.
Live from Noah's Ark.
I'm not sure what part of Georgia Chad lives in. But certainly a lot of things going on.
What's so great about that? Where you can hear it goes away, and then sort of in the background you hear it. Oh, he started up again. Anyway, about the asteroids.
How about we take a break here? Dave Roberts will join us, the Dodgers manager. It's coming up on 19 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today, GEICO.com.
Out of Sleep Number bed. If you listen to the Dan Patrick Show, we've talked about Sleep Number forever. We've been partners with them forever. Thank goodness. You know of all this, but I'm going to tell you again. Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust on each side for ideal firmness. When you buy a mattress normally for one of those, sketchy places, it doesn't match. If one side, one person likes it one way, one likes it the other, you got to have your Sleep Number set, and you can change it to whatever you want. Mine's 55. My wife's is 45. But you can have two different beds in one. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably at night. With Sleep IQ technology in the bed, it tracks how you sleep and gives you personalized insights for your sleep. But the only negative about the Sleep Number bed, we're about to go to Miami for a week for the Super Bowl. We're not going to have our Sleep Number beds with us. You miss your bed. I'm not kidding. You get back in that thing and you just want to sleep. I really miss my Sleep Number bed. I haven't gone to Miami yet. Discover a proven sleep quality at, say, 50% on a 360 limited edition smart bed now at the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Only at Sleep Number Store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Check it out right now. sleepnumber.com/Patrick.
Dr. Dave Roberts, doctor's manager, will join us. Got a couple of Meat Friday songs. Here is Kevin in Columbus, Ohio.
All right, stop. Marinate and listen. Traeger's back with a brand new invention. Danny holds a spatula tightly. Smokes on his Traeger daily and nightly. Will he ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Light up the grill. It'll glow. To the extreme, he works the grill like a vandal. Smoking that meat in his apron and sandals. Smoke. Breathing the hickory fumes. He's topping his steak with sauteed mushrooms. Hot wings with blue cheese and celery. Overcooked the beef. It's a first-degree felony. No, you will love it. You're going to gain weight. Don't steam veggies. There ain't no way. If hunger's your problem, I'll solve it. Have some of my meat before the back row devours it. Meat Friday.
All right. That's pretty good. That's Kevin in Columbus. Here is Weston in Chicago.
Roll out the Traeger, cause we grillin' meat. Shout out to the DP Show audience. Critique that funny, hit my headlines are lame. Skip the tour and just go away. I'm too McLovin, the wannabe nerd. No such thing as a junior the third. Back to grillin', chillin' with my bros. Except you know who's sucking bare bros. I am a Traeger boy, I'm about to destroy. Baby back ribs in the burger. You know what, it's pretty rad. I can grill with my dad. In fact, he's on his way over.
Wait, what just happened there?
A scalding shot at our dead dads.
I know. Wow. And I was just going to say, I have a soft spot in my heart for Avril Lavigne's Skater Boy.
I think I respect his guts to take a shot at my dead dad.
And my dead dad.
Yeah.
Dead dad's on you.
He loved grilling. He loved me and grilling in that order.
Yeah, my dad didn't love grilling.
I kind of love that you and Avril Lavigne are forever tied together, at least in my mind.
I used to sing that he was a skater boy, said see you later, but basically every day. For, I think, the first year that Seton met me.
He was a skater boy.
Take away the word basically.
Yeah. Pretty much every day I just locked in on that song as I'd walk over from the newsroom over to ESPN Radio.
Yeah.
He was a skater boy, such a little boy. And I have no idea why. Because I don't know another Avril Lavigne song, I don't believe. But for some reason, Skater Boy. Maybe it was the way it was spelled that I like that. Let me see. One more. Ricky in Oregon with the Meat Friday song.
DP went down to Milford. He was looking for some meat to grill. He was in a bind because he was sick and tired of steaming vegetables. When he came across this young man growing on a trigger and growing hot, DP walked up, cracked the wolf pup, said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a tregulator too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Yeah, you pretty good on that trigger, boy, but give the famers due. I bet a trigger of gold some golden road that says I'm better than you. The boy says, my name's Alan, I usually do IT. But I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret what's the Mario in 3v3. Johnny from Illinois called in on Trigger Me Friday. 6 foot 3, 6 foot 5,
wow. All righty. There's some good writing in there. Yeah. There's a shot at Mario in there. 3-on-3 basketball. It's good. Trigger Meat Fridays. The songs have to be a minute or less, though. Just letting you know. Minute or less. And then we'll, once again, this is leading up to the Meat Madness and the final fork that we'll have come March. Let me get to Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. Good to have you back. What's on your mind?
What up, though, Dan? We were talking about in-game dunkers. I was thinking of Clyde the Glide Drexler.
Yep.
He was a pretty good dunker, man. And we didn't get the chance to see him that much, but when we played him, he was awesome. Also, I wanted to speak to Justin Verlander's state of mind and the reason why he might not want it to know. I mean, you're coming from Detroit. You got a hot wife. You loaded up all your cars. You're in Houston now. And I'm wondering, inside his contract, you weren't playing for nothing. And, I mean, it came to the point where he missed the parade because he was getting married. In his contract, is there an incentive if he pitches in a World Series that pays him a lot of money? Because I'm sure he's feeling no pain sitting there looking at the trophy right now, and he's good with whatever the commissioner doled out.
Yeah, well, his trophy's different than that piece of metal. It's his lovely wife, Kate Upton. Yes, Paulie.
Starting pitcher Justin Verlander in 2016, his average run support per game was 4.35 runs. In 2017, Verlander's run support per game with the Astros was 6.88 runs.
Mm.
The average that year run support in MLB was 4.64 runs, almost 2.5 more for Verlander per game.
Yeah,
by being an Astro.
Oh. I'm wondering, do the Yankees play the Astros in spring training? Can we check on that? I believe they do, but I don't know. Check on that. Let's bring in Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager. He joins us on the program. What do you want to talk about today, Dave?
Dan, it's good to have thanks for having me on. I want to talk about the 2020 Dodgers.
Okay.
Let's talk 2020 Dodgers. What about that?
All right, so you'll win the World Series if what? One thing.
If we get better every day. I know that's vague, but I like your question.
All right, let's go talk about the Astros now.
Got it.
How do you get your team to? I know that everybody's angry, and wants a piece of meat. You know, they want their do justice here. But how do you keep your team kind of focused on moving forward to 2020?
I don't think that's difficult. I think that, you know, people are sounding off, but I think that within our organization, we just had our first day of pitchers and catchers, full squad workouts. So all guys are talking about is getting ready for the season.
Did Magic Johnson just walk in?
Magic is in Chicago. He's on the phone, and he might make a trip out to Glendale at some point. So we're trying to get him out here to Arizona.
Oh, he's on a conference call there.
You got some good intel, man. Very good. This is real time stuff.
Well, I heard somebody say hi, Magic. So I'm assuming that you don't have anybody on your team named Magic.
No, that wore number 32. Yeah. That coined the term Showtime. No, he's on the phone. We're trying to get him here. Yeah.
As far as Cody Bellinger's comments, Justin Turner, what do you do as a manager there in a situation like that? That they want to express their opinions, but what do you say to them?
Well, I think that it's expressing your opinions, your thoughts, and after that, then you move forward. So I think that those guys are entitled to their thoughts and opinions, and they were voiced, and we're all ready to move forward.
What did you sense in 2017 when you faced the Astros? Anything in particular?
No, just a really evenly matched ball club and very talented.
Did you ever – it feels like every team has a guy who is trying to get an edge and steal signs, but not do it with surveillance or cameras there. Did the Dodgers have that guy who's looking at the third base coach or trying to sneak a peek at the catcher?
We have a lot of guys that are always trying to get that on-field advantage, and I think that that's kind of baseball, and that's the fun thing, the kind of behind the curtain stuff that draws people in the thinking part of the game. So we have actually a lot of guys like that.
When you were at second base, now you're playing this, you're looking in. What can you see, and then what can you convey to the? Did you ever do that, or have somebody do that for you?
Absolutely, and that's baseball, Dan. Right, and that's
yeah.
The fun part. That's the fun part about it. And you know, when you get pitchers that can kind of change things up and kind of keep you on your toes and keep you guessing. That's the fun part. That's the game within the game.
But how do you send that message to the hitter?
Just, subtle moves. That's like whether it's the helmet, it's the front foot, it's the right foot first, it's the look one way. There's a lot of different things, and every team has different ways to kind of relay.
Talking to Dave Roberts. By the way, his Red Stitch wine, the cab is spectacular.
You liked it, huh?
Yes. Yeah, you've done a great job. That's basically me asking for more red wine.
Okay, done. It's on its way.
No, that Red Stitch wine that you came up with, I think you guys started like 2007, but I don't think you've had a batch that's been under 90 as far as the rating there. So
it hasn't. One day we're going to get together, we're going to do a little vertical tasting. How about that, DP?
I'm okay with that. I'm good with that. Give me the... Like, what's Jock Peterson's future there with the Dodgers?
Jock's in a great place. And obviously, I think, to be honest with you, Dan, I think that people made more of it as far as Jock's mental frame and where he's at. He couldn't be more excited to be back with us, to get to work with his teammates and to help this team win baseball games. So it's part of baseball. And I know personally I'm happy to have him with us, but yeah, I think a lot was made of it. But as far as him and Ross, they're both in a good place. But, Andrew's, the front office are always working to make our club better. And where we're at right now, I love the guys we have in our clubhouse.
Who has a better chance of having a plate appearance during the regular season for the Dodgers, Jock Peterson or me?
You know what? That's a tough question, Dan, but I think Jock has a better chance to get a plate appearance for the Dodgers.
Okay.
This year.
I just wanted to make sure.
And I like your care and your compete, but I'm going to go Jock.
Mookie Betts coming there. What role is he going to bat leadoff? Where's he going to be in the lineup there for you?
Yeah, he'll hit at the top. And Mookie, we're still learning him and trying to get to know each other, but obviously, the track record, the baseball card speaks for itself, and I just think that is really important, but I think that what he does for the Los Angeles Dodgers organization and the city itself, the fan base, that infusion of talent and character is big for us, and I think that a lot of people, we're all going to be gravitating towards him, and he's going to make us win a lot of baseball games, and yeah, I see him in right field and at the top of the order.
What about David Price's role in that rotation?
David is going to be in the middle of the rotation, and he's a guy that battled injury last year, and he's a former Cy Young winner. He's a team guy, team-first guy, and there's a lot of gratitude. There's a lot of compete. We expect him to have a great year this year and kind of help anchor this rotation.
Can you have any more pressure on you, Dave, considering what's happened in the last couple of years, and now you add Mookie Betts to that lineup and David Price?
No, I don't think that you can look at it as more pressure, Dan. I think that if you look at a goal changing or expectations changing, I think that'd be the question. But for us, winning the World Series hasn't changed. So our roster's changed, but the goal remains the same. And we've added some really good players, and now it's just up to us to go out there and play good baseball, put ourselves in the position to do that, and win 11 games in October.
Final question. Who do you consider the 2017 world champs?
So you had to go there, right?
I have to. As much as I like you, I have to ask.
You know what? 2017 is in the past. I want to be the 2020 champions, World Series champions. So, you know, that's all I can say. I mean, honestly, Dan, I'm thrilled about the 2020 Dodgers.
It has to bother you. It bothers me, Dave. I have to ask you that question. I mean,
I love the way, Dan, that you're our voice, you're my voice, and I think that the Dodger fans in general, voicing their opinions, that's a good thing for baseball, and it shows how much they care about not only the Dodgers, baseball itself. This fan interest, that's good for all of us. And so you being my voice, Dan, that's great.
Why don't you guys hold a parade?
That's a question for Stan Kasten. So I'm just focused on the guys in the clubhouse, the parade. Talk to Stan and Mark Walter.
I think your first home stand, you just have a victory parade. Just outside the stadium there. Have a couple of trombones.
We're going to have a parade this year. How about that one?
Are you guaranteeing that parade?
I'm going to guarantee we're going to do everything we
can.
There
you go. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. You're a pro. Hey, thanks, Dave.
All right, Dan. Take care.
That's Dave Roberts, Dodger manager. He's still light on his feet. I tried to brush him back a little bit with a couple of those questions there. Yeah, you have to. I figured his players have been pretty outspoken there, but I just wonder. You know, do you view the Astros as the 2017? He didn't say yes. I view them as the 2017 World Series champs. So maybe that's your answer there. Take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn and what's in store tomorrow coming up.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today, GEICO.com. Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
I like that. We're mad because Dave Roberts isn't mad about the Astros scandal. No, he's doing the smart thing. You know, he wants to move on, and he needs to move on. I mean, you got a title to win this year. You just got Mookie Betts and David Price. You got to worry about this. I would tell my players, say what you need to say, let's move on. But we have to move on because we have to win in 2020. There's no excuses. Yeah, Paul.
But you lost to a proven cheating team in a seven-game World Series. The 2017 World Series, Astros won 5-1 in the final game.
Uh-huh.
You have to go back to yourself saying, if they're cheating in those seven games, what could we have done?
I know, but I guess he's saying I'm not going to allow myself to do it because I don't get anything out of this. The players get to vent a little bit. As the manager, you know, he's held to a higher standard here in what he's going to say about this. Couple of phone calls. Let me see. How about Joe in New Jersey? Hi, Joe. What do you have for me?
Hey, happy Tuesday, guys.
Thank you, Joe.
About the Astros, Dan. Everybody's looking for an edge, this cheating scandal. What level is cheating acceptable? What kind of punishment
do you think this is cheating? Joe, do you think the Astros cheated?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Eventually, someone from the organization, Dan, is going to step out. They're going to write a book and make a boatload of money. And for the other side of the glass, this has been a long time coming. Anyone's attended any event or watched the show, hey, front row, up yours.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Nice.
Not sure what that's all about.
I respect.
Man. You guys got lumped in with the Astros there.
We got to be more likable than them. I mean, Steve and I could be pretty terse.
But, I don't know. Yeah.
There's people who like me less than the
others. Yes, McLovin.
Are you guys stealing signs up there or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Did he say this is like a long time coming?
You don't hear a lot of up yours these days either.
You don't.
Sort of like Mike Tomlin's hacked off. I'm just hacked off about this.
I heard Bomani Jones use the word guff. I'm not going to take that guff. And nice. I go, what? Guff? Lance in Texas joins us. Hi, Lance. What do you have for me?
Hi, Dan. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Dan, I want to thanks for taking my call. I blame.
Wait. Is this Andrew Luck calling in?
Is this Andrew Luck? Am I Andrew Luck?
Fritzy, is this Andrew Luck? Are you punking me?
I'm not punking you, but he certainly sounds a lot
you
like
sound...
Andrew Luck.
How about this, Lance? Could you say?
I wish I could throw like him.
Can you say we're looking forward to facing the Titans?
We're looking forward to facing the Titans.
You sound just like Andrew Luck. If he said, "Hey, I'm just sitting at home with my newborn child."
Hey, I'm just sitting at home with my people. I honestly have no idea what he sounds like, honestly.
He sounds like you, Lance.
It sounds like you.
Man.
Well, anyway, that's AJ Hinch. I blame AJ completely. I don't buy his explanation. The reason being, he said, well, you know, he broke up a couple of monitors that obviously showed, I don't like this, okay? And then he says, well, but I didn't want to lose the team. I think, it had nothing to do with that, I think he fell into the same temptation they fell into. Like, if I tell them this is going to stop, oh, my gosh, this is a winning thing. He couldn't resist the temptation that he saw the advantage it gave them, which is so clear because their numbers were, like, double at home. In that playoffs, they were like something like 6-3 at home, 3-6 on the road, twice as many runs, 50, 60, 70 points higher on the aggregate batting average, and so on. Oh. So I think he it's not that he would lose the team. It's that, oh, my gosh, I can't resist this temptation to tell them, stop. The buck stopped with him. So I don't think the players should be punished, but I think he deserves this punishment. I think it's a light punishment, considering that he didn't stop.
How much do you miss throwing to T.Y. Hilton?
It could use some work, I think. Well, you know, he comes out to my home, and we practice every now and then. We still hit it.
Thank you, Lance. That's Lance in Texas.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I didn't imagine retiring. I didn't imagine retiring until 2 weeks ago. So,
dude, that sounds exactly like.
I know. I thought Fritzy was punking me. I'm like, wait a minute. Why'd you wait till the end of the show to have Lance in Texas?
It's scary how much he sounds like him.
And the idea that Andrew Luck is sitting at home with his child doing a fake name to call into sports talk radio is like the best thing of all time. Free time. We're all enjoyed the All-Star game. XFL.
You don't babysit your own kids. Book club.
Can we just post that audio and say Andrew Luck upset with the Astros cheating scandal and see if anyone buys it?
He weighs in on
Andrew Luck, upset with the Astros cheating scandal? Mel Kiper, draft expert, will join us on the program tomorrow. This day in sports history, Paulie, do you have something for
me? Yeah, sadly, NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Sr. was killed in a crash at the Daytona 500 in 2001. And the only others, John Stockton of the Jazz became the first NBA player to register 10,000 assists. That was 1995.
Sixth in assists.
Yeah.
Final results of the poll question, McLovin.
We put up which NBA team are you looking forward to seeing the second half? And the Lakers actually beat the Pelicans in a close one. No other team's factored in.
Yeah, I'm not as interested with the Lakers in the regular season.
But they're still fun to watch with LeBron.
Oh, yeah, but if I'm going to watch for something that could be unique or different, I'd be watching for the Pelicans and Memphis and just how much better they get. Zion gets as well. Does Milwaukee get to 70 wins? Maybe that's not too exciting.
Does all that fun from Sunday night carry over? Are more people going to watch on Thursday than last Thursday?
Why?
I don't know, because it got you excited. Well, football's gone. That's the number one reason.
Yeah, but they played hard. Like, are we going to go, boy, they're going to be playing hard again on Thursday night? I'm assuming because it's a regular season game. Maybe they won't be because it's a regular season
game. Yeah, that's the fear.
Yeah. I was told by a former NBA official that he could see where the proposal will be made to use this for like a play-in game. The commissioner wants to have a play-in game. You could do a play-in game where the fourth quarter is the so-called Elam ending, where you put a point total there. Doesn't see it in the postseason, but could see it in the regular season. Because you're trying to add some excitement in the regular season. Postseason already has built-in excitement. And the former official said, I could see the regular season that they use this. And the NBA has never been afraid of trying new things. I mean, go back to that basketball. Remember when we got that basketball? And I'm like, I don't like this at all. Didn't last that long. In fact, remember when Darren Revell was at ESPN and he criticized that basketball? The commissioner, David Stern, wrote a note to him on the basketball and signed it, basically saying, here, I know you hate this basketball, and here, I'm giving you one. Signed, yours truly, David Stern. The Astros are being sued on behalf of season ticket holders. This according to Bill Shaken of the L.A. Times. Let me see what we have. Just getting this. Lawsuit was filed U.S. District Court in Houston. Who's suing them, Fritzy?
There's a fan named Adam Wallach, one of the season ticket holders. He says they deceptively overcharged them for season tickets while knowingly and surreptitiously engaged in a sign-stealing scheme violating Major League Baseball rules.
Good luck with that.
Putting a deficient product on the
field. Yeah, good luck with that. All right, what we learned brought to you by LegalZoom. If you run a small business, you should use LegalZoom right now. Make sure you're set up for success. Go to LegalZoom.com today. Take care of your business and enter the promo code Patrick in the box at checkout. LegalZoom, where life meets legal. We'll talk to Mel Kiper, draft expert. What's he think of those statements by Joe Burrow that he's got leverage against the Bengals?
Podcast One has some exciting news. It's official. Our shows are now available on Spotify, and it's free. We want to make it super easy for you and your friends to listen to our podcast. And joining Spotify allows us to be in even more places for fans to find us. If you're already listening to music on Spotify, you can now listen to our podcast in the same place. If you're not on Spotify yet, all you have to do is download the free app. That's right, no credit card necessary, and simply search for our shows to start listening.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.